Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam shehakol yeh bidvaro. Yesterday, Rasiyata Nishmai, in the second half of the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, we focused on the Inyan, the Musig of Hakaras HaTov. We cited a number of Marmakomos, how a dominant theme throughout Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about either the performance of or the lack of Hakaras HaTov. Very briefly, we mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu, although he had many names, as the Medrash Rabbah points out, the name that not only stuck with him, but the name that he opted to stick with him for the duration of his life was the name given by Masya Bas Paro, explains, or Chaim Friedlander, the idea is that he would be called Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was his etzem, his core essence, that he'll always remember, Kimena Mayim Shisiu, that every day the rest of his life he owes a Hakaras HaTov to the woman who saved him. And the Meshech Chochma writes a different shot than the Ramban, than the Archaim, and all the Meforshim. What did Mitzrayim do that they were judged so harshly, so severely? Explains the Meshech Chochma, because Yosef HaTzadik sustained you in the Shnos Rav, in the years of famine. He was the Koach HaMashpir, and you're not Makir Tov. Yosef, and you're going to go ahead and put him out of your mind. Mamela, if you can't have a curse of Tov, then Mamela, what's going to happen? You're going to suffer. And we have Lakel of Tashlichanoso. And what's Lakel of Tashlichanoso? We're going to be Makir Tov to the Klovim, and we're going to give them the Nevelis and Trefus, Lakel of Tashlichanoso. And we mentioned many other ideas. Rav Chaim Shmulovitz, who writes in Tzichas Musa, Rav Dessler writes in Chelek Gimel Mechtam Layo, the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't perform the first three makas. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was saved by the Mayim, Dam Tzfardeya, and Moshe Rabbeinu used the Chovah Yitmeneo Bechol to go ahead and camouflage the Mitzri that he had killed. Amela Yoda Karsatov, asked Rav Dessler, asked Rav Chaim Shmulovitz, Karsatov to inanimate objects, asked Rav Dessler, the Gemara of Kamatzadi Beis Amad Beis, that the beer to show if you drink water from the bar, don't throw rocks into it. What, I have to be makir tov to a bar? Have to be makir tov to water, to sand? Teretz says, yes, not for the bar, not for the sand. You have to do it for you, because you're going to be a different person. You have to be a mensch who is be'etzem makir tov, because that's the taitch of an odom. You have to be makir tov. Ad kedei kach, something that we didn't mention yesterday. Hashem yilachim lachim atem tacharishin. Zok tehele gramban. Komsh kriya samsuf. The yidin are commanded. You have to remain silent. And you have to sit by the sidelines, as Ayah Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will seek vengeance against the Mitzrayim. It's Mamash Apliya, writes the Ramban in the Chasam Sefer, fleshes out this idea. I don't understand. After all, they're the ones who subjected us to the abject, oppressive, slave-like conditions all of these years, 210 years. And how many people are they coming with? Vayikach. They have all of what? 600 chariots. We had 2 to 3 million people in that time. And the end of the day, I don't care how many Terminators, how many Hercules you have. You got 2-3 million people. You surround the 600 and you attack. And we know they had swords. We know they had a cherub, because Yeshua, Machem HaSamolik, the enemy Shalach. We could have attacked them. Terence is what Hashem says. You've got to remain silent. Why? Why? It's Ramad. Because of Hakaras HaTov. In the end of the day, they gave you room and board. They gave me room and board. But they also tortured me and they subjected me to slavery for 210 years, and it doesn't make a difference, because a Hakaras HaTov is a Hakaras HaTov. And if they gave you room and board, my enemies, I have to show a Hakaras HaTov. Why is it so fundamental? Why are all these Mesugim of a Hakaras HaTov playing such a dominant role all throughout the Pesach Mitzrayim stage? Why is such an important Yisod, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu, like Pigeon Petah Chamar, the Chamar, the donkeys they carried out, the wealth, so many Inyanim of a Hakaras HaTov, the Gabi, the performance and Amakis, Rav Desser, Chai Shmulovitz, why is it all about Meshach Chochman? That's where they got punished. And why this common recurring theme of Hakaras HaTov? Why was it such a yesod that when you leave Mitzrayim, it's all about Hakaras HaTov? So we mentioned Rav Yerucham, Levovitz, and Das Tyron, Das Chochma Musar, Revelia Weintraub, and Eni Yisrael. Hakaras HaTov is all about the Shibud. You have to be Meshach with yourself, and you have to simply and not simply be makir, that to recognize it, but recognize it, and then pay back the tov and be meshabel yourself, the hizbatlus legamri, to the one that bestowed a favor. Meila Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us tov day in and day out, 24/7, 365. We have to live as an Eved Hashem to be meshabed, kol etzem atzmi yoseinu, all of our anochius, all of our atzmaut, we have to be mevatel, all to the rotzen abori to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we owe him all that karsa tov. So why was it so essential that b'shas the Yetzias Mitzrayim, you had this recurring theme, Akaras HaTov, over and over and over again. L'chor in the Teretz is Pasha. Because as we see from the Nevi'im, the metaphor often invoked by the Nevi'im, Yecheskel and others, when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, it was a gedder of a Leida Chadasha, a Yetzira Chadasha. We became a new people. It's B'schus Avram Avinu that we have the Yentav Pesach, as the Torah writes, and Elchus Rosh Chodesh Archaim, Tzimuf Tov Yedzayim, quoting his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, we also have the Gra, and Adurs Leo, Madura Talisa, and Parsis Bolak, and others, the Shem Yishmol, Sfas Emes, three Regolim, Kenegan, the three of us, Rishchus Avram, we have Pesach, and what's the Nekudim Yechenes of Avram Avinu? Chagiga Daf Gimlam and Aleph Avram is Muchtar, he is branded the appellation, he is the Rishon Letchila Legerim, he is the first Ger, he's the one, Brochus Daf Chavav and Beis, who is Mesakein Shachris, Shachar, the break of dawn, the new beginning, the new Haskola, he is the Rosh L'Uma, he is Rosh Amona, he is the one, the Ramban writes in him, who started the Musig of Yisrael, he starts out the day, he started at Klai Yisrael, he started the Ira of Torah, writes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Tzadi Zayim and Aleph, the Gemara Navodazor, Daf Tesim and Aleph, Avram Avinu begins it all starts with him, just as Pesach starts. Amela, this is a new beginning, a new emergence of an Uma Chadosha, of a Bria Chadosha, was that skull of the Geirus that culminated in a mountain Torah. So if you want to recreate yourselves now as a collective nation, you want to emerge from Mitzrayim as a Bria Chadosha Mamish, it's after all the Yitzias Mitzrayim, as the Satmar Rav, the Dereyo points out, it's not the more grammatically correct Yitzia Mitzrayim, the departure from Egypt, it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's getting Egypt out of the Jews, it's becoming a new people, it's all about the world, taking one night to get the Jews out of Egypt, but it took 40 years in a desert to get Egypt out of the Jews. It's all about getting Egypt out of us and starting a new Ummah, an Ummah Shleima Briya Chadasha, Mamish Mamela. If you want to recreate yourself, if you want to emerge a Briya Chadasha, then what do you have to do? You have to undergo the whole process of Geirus. And this was the Eschol of the Geirus that would culminate in a mountain Torah. You need what? You need Mila and Tvila. This was Mamish the Mila with the Karan Pesach. Mila is, I want to be in Eved Hashem, is the Cheskuni and the Sforna, right? And Lech Lechol, the Maral, the Gorariah, Parshas Bo. You have to brand yourself and stamp yourself, engrave into your physical anatomy. I'm proudly declaring I am a member of God's people. I'm going to stamp and engrave into my physiological makeup that I'm a proud Eved Hashem. That's Bris Mila. Then we're going to have the Tvila, Kabbalah, Samitzis, and that's Matzah Torah. So it begins the Haskola of the Adam as a Tzibor being the Adam, that's Klai Yisrael. After all, Yevam HaSamachalaf HaMan Aleph, Atem Kriyam Adam, Einam HaSolam Kriyam Adam. We are called Adam, writes the Meshach Chochma. And Meshach Chochma is not the first one to say this. The Biskarab also said this Pshat. First one to say it, that I found the Kli Yoker, two places in Olos Ephraim, in Olos Ephraim in 474 and in 22 in Chavez, remember Chavez writes the Kli Yoker that what's Atem Kriyam Adam, that we are Guf Echad, we are Neshamachas, Tomer Devora and Aleph Dalin, we are Kol Yisor Eidim Zevazer Shvuslam and Tess, why? Because we're all Noveyam Yishorish Neshamachas. Knesset Yisrael emerges, emanates forth from one Neshama. We're Neshamachas, we're Guf Echad, we're Kiyish Echad Belev Echad, we're Mamish one people, we're Mamish one Neshama, writes the Kli Yoker, writes the Meshachochm and the Briskarov, Atem Kriyam Adam, as a nation, you're also Adam. You are a collective people. Adam is Adam, Beimul Noshen Yochad, Beimul Noshen Rabim. Whether in the singular or the plural conjugation, we are always Adam. That means as a nation, we are Adam Lafuki to the exclusion of the Yom HaSolam. They're not called Adam. Taisus does write, he explains, Yavam HaSamachalaf, that Adam might include Goyim, but Adam is Lafuki the Goyim. So that means we're emerging as an Adam, as a new nation, the Aschola towards Keshachab Alevachot. So we have to go back. What was the whole Bria of Adam Arishan to begin with? What was it founded upon? What was it predicated upon? So we turn with Siyata Nishmaya back to the beginning, back to Bereishis Perek Beis Pasuk, okay? And then we read the famous Pasuk. Torah says, "V'chol siach hasoda term yebaaretz, v'chol esav hasoda term yitzmach, ki elohim tir Hashem elokim laaretz, v'odam ayin lavodes adama." Eberster says, all the trees, all the plant and vegetative life, nothing's going to burgeon, nothing's going to blossom and sprout forth. Why? Because there's no rain. Why is there no rain? Because odam ayin lavodes adama. Because there's no odam. Writes Rashi, and it's based in the Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach Amud Beis. Umatam lo himter. So why did it not rain? L'fisha odam ayin lavodes adama. Because there was no Adam to work the land. Zakt Rashi, the choice terminology of Chazal has to be emphasized. Vein makir betovosun shol geshomim. We need a human being, a bal bechira, a bal das, who will recognize right away the tovosun shol geshomim, the brocha, because all of Gashmiut comes from the Geshem. That's why it's called Gashmiut. All the brocha in the world comes from the Gishmei brocha. We need Adam who will be makir tov in the geshomim. Who kishav Adam yodashim tzorchal olam. And when Adam emerged on the world stage and he recognized from the outset that the world needs rain, his spalal aleim v'yorda v'tzom choylonis v'adishon, the trees, the grasses, everything only grew. Zatashi al pi the gemara chulin avsamech, because he recognized tavos and shel geshomid. No coincidence. Brochas daf and a testament aleph from Reb Yehuda. You have to thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu v'chol tipa v'tipa shel geshomid. What's his choice example to highlight that when it rains, you got to thank Hashem not stam from one. For the collective rain, you have to thank Hashem on every single teapot, every single little drop. Why is the example rain? Because the whole lineage of Hakar Satay was Davka couched in a context, nestled in a backdrop. Davka, if you read us on Geshamim, so you know it's choice metaphors, Davka going to be Geshamim. That's Gishmei Brocha, that's Hakar Satov, the Hainu. The whole Tachlis Habriya of the Adam. The reason the Abishar says I'm creating Adam is what? So that I can have a Baal Bechira, Baal Das, who will be Makir Tovos and Shel Geshomim. He'll be Makir Tov. So that means that's why the Abishar created Adam in the first place. All to go ahead and be Makir Tov. Memela, it's very Geshmak. The hideaway after turning back to Bereshis Perek Beis Posuk Hey. The whole Tachlis in the Bria, why I need Adam as a Mespala, is because Hashem says, I want someone who is matir b'tzavos and shel geshomim. And the male, I'll reciprocate accordingly, and I'll give you all the gashmiyot, the world of the mundane, the material, the physicality, will be the response to Adam's tefilas. After all, Yivam Samachdan al-Alpha, Kershwach, who's mis'avel the tefilos, saying, shel tzedikim, as the sivsachomim brings, Shem wants the tefilas, he wants the kesher, he wants the bab, and then he's going to give us all the gashmiyot. First, you have to be makir tov, you have to be makir tov for all that Hashem gave you. A male, the very brias Adam at the outset of was all founded upon one to be makir b'tavos and shugashomim, to go and be makir tov. Amela, you want to create yourselves as a collective nation now. That means you're going to be an Adam, a new metzias of Adam Loshen Rabbim. Atam Kriyam Adam, you're a Bria Chadoshi, Yitzir Chadoshi, the latest Av. You want to come, Klai Yisrael, be your own Ummah. You want to come, you have to follow suit. Remember what happened when I created Adam at the very outset of the creation narrative. He came into being in order to be makir tov. That's why the recurring theme has to be a karsato. The whole Yisod Moshe and Shei Sol is Moshe's very name, encoded and engraved into his name as Etzem Hus is. Every second Moshe came into Mayim Shishim, he has to go to be Makir Tov. And the same way he's Makir Tov to Basav Asparu, when we leave Mitzrayim, we still have to be Makir Tov. Omen and Moav can't come into Klai Yisrael. Why? Akasholo Kirbeshem Alachamayim explained the Rishonim, because they only are a karsato. And Mitzrayim gets punished. Why? Because they didn't show a karsato. And Moshe can't do the first three Makis because of a karsato. And all comes down to Karsatov. If you want to come out as an Atam Kuyim Adam, they know us on Kuyim. If you want to come out of Yetzirah Chadosh, Olida Chadosh, and now as a collective unified unit, and you want to become Isha Chavle Mechad, you want to be an Adam, go back to how I created Adam from the very answer. It was all to be Makim Atos and Shorashoim. And that's, I'm going to go ahead and give you the opportunity once again to be Makir Tov Memela. When you leave Mitzrayim, if it's all about a Karsa Tov, now we understand the Omek Ha'inyan of the Ramban, that when you leave Mitzrayim, don't ever lose that a Karsa Tov. It has to extend, what? For you to be a mensch who be'etzim is Makir Tov. You have to daven for the rain. And now that it rains, you're Makir Tov to Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to be Makir Tov even to the mitzvah who gave you room and board, who gave you the gashmiut, they gave you the home, they gave you a place to sleep, they gave you food to drink. In the end of the day, you have to go to Mimakir Tov. That's the Etzem defining Hagdora of what an Adam is all about. Mameila, let's understand now Very quickly, why is it that the Mishnah says in Brachos Lamagimel Man Aleph, the Gemara Tainis Tabeis Man Aleph, Maskirin Gevurish Keshamim Betchias Amesim? And why is Gevurish Keshamim Betchias Amesim? What's going on? So we mentioned in the past the Gra in Chedush Agra, we know in Brachos Taflamagimel, the Gra says you can have space shuttles and you can have internets, you can have nuclear warfare warheads, and you can have all the technological advancements. In the end of the day, what's the reminder in the world that Hashem is in control? The Geshamim, the weather. We mentioned many a time Isaac Asimov in this book of facts, page 496, that Queen Elizabeth, when she had her day of inauguration back in 1953, she gathered all the meteorologists scattered throughout England, and she said, go ahead and scrutinize the annals of English history, and isolate for me the day that it never rained, or that it rained the fewest times in the history of England, and that was June 2nd. So what do you think happened on June 2nd, 1953? Everyone's outside, tens of thousands for the coronation of the Queen, and you bet it rained. It rained. Cats and dogs. What a shtoch. You think you're the Queen, there's the Melech Malchim Molochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Zog de Gra, even the philosophers, the Chochmei Teva, have to readily agree. Hashem reminds us we can't accurately predict the weather, and we certainly can't control the weather. You can have meteorologists, you can have all the satellites and the radars, and the end of the day, we can't stop hurricanes, we can't stop the storms, and the end of the day, Hashem shows us Gevurish Keshamim. Through the rain, He is always in control. So to by Tchias HaMesim, that everyone's going to agree, it's indisputable, that Hashem is the one who does Tchias HaMesim, Bria Yesh Mayayin. So to now, Maskir and Gevurish Keshamim, Bezok Degra. Phineas Daiti, there's a more simplistic understanding. In the Phineas Daiti, this is Mamas Pshuto Shalinyan, that why is Gevurish Keshamim juxtaposed to Tchias HaMesim? Because the whole Madrega of Adam and Chava is what? It was a Madrega when you didn't have Misa. There was no sense of dystrophy, no sense of decomposition, of decay in the world. This was the Bria. Had they gone into Shamas Kodesh, not Eden, from the Eitz Hadas Tavara, they would have brought about the Gula. In the end of the day, everything bad in the world. Why do we need Tchias HaMesim? Because they messed up. Yom HaChocham Imenu Mos Thomas, they ate from the Eitz Hadas Tavara. After Hashem gave them the Tzivo, embraces part of base, supposed to get Zion, and they messed up. They got us kicked out of Gan Eden. What is Tchias HaMesim? Tchias HaMesim, just like by Matan Torah, we got the Dargis Adam and Chava Kodem Achay. Just like by Matan Torah, there was a Maisa Tchias HaMesim that's coming back to life. That means what? Tchias HaMesim, the answer is returning to the Matzah of Gan Eden of Adam Arishin and Chava Kodem Achay. And Mamela, what was the only tefillah that existed in the world before Adam and Chava sinned? There was only one Musika tefillah in the world before Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. And what was that Maisa tefillah? To daven for the rain, to daven for Gevurish Keshamim, to see the Gevurah of Hashem in the world. The only tefillah that existed pre the chait was what? A tefillah of asking Hashem for the Gevurish Keshamim, dehainu. Had they never sinned, there would have been no need for any other tefillah. They had everything. They had the parnasa. There was no mezeis apechatoch alecha. They had all the gashmias. They had everything. There was nothing to daven for except for one thing and one thing only. To daven for Gevurish Keshamim. Selefinius Taiti, it's very geshmak. Davka maskin Gevurishim, Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is going back. Tarim and Chava Kodem Achay, there only was one tefillah. Only tefillah of a matzav of Tchias HaMesim is Adam and Chava Kodem Achay. The only thing to daven for was Gevurish Keshamim. So it's very geshmak, maskir and Gevurish Keshamim, dafki b'Tchias HaMesim. And that's why in tefillah we don't go back for Zachrenu L'chaim Michamocha. You have to go back for Moshe Baruch, because that's the taich. You can't even talk about Machak HaMachayas, and everything else is predicated on the first tefillah. First tefillah was Moshe Baruch HaMar Nagoshim. It all starts with the rain, and it ends with the rain. Tchias HaMesim says, Eivish, don't want to go back to the mic. When all I had to daven for was Gevurish Keshamim, that's Gevurish Keshamim Tchias HaMesim. I'm a Mela. We're leaving Mitzrayim. And Mitzrayim, there was no Indian of davening for the rain. You didn't have to daven for rain. Everything was the overflowing waters of the Nile. Klaus was leaving Mitzrayim. And now we want to go back to Maimon HaSinai. We want to make our way into Eretz Yisrael. We're what? What's in Eretz Yisrael? You got to daven for the rain. Eretz Yisrael, it's all about the rain. Amosh Baruch Hu Negoshim. Everything is all about Tfilas HaGeshem. It's all. What's the Koveya? Eretz Yisrael, which needs the rain. We're leaving Mitzrayim, but you didn't have to daven for rain. That's not the Metzias Amiti of a Yid. We're going to Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to have to daven. Oh, that's where we're going to become another. That's where we're going to go to Kodem Achet. That's going to be the Yitzir from Mitzrayim going into Eretz Yisrael. And now we're going to daven repeatedly. Dafka for the rain, for Gevurish Keshamim, and Mishayat Tatchias Amisim Eretz Hashem Akarov. We'll see you tomorrow night. Insights on the Godot Shapesha, Rabbi Pelkovich, Rabbi Shechter, myself. 8:15 to 9:30 tomorrow night. Have a good tonight. Mechiras Chomet, 8 to 9 o'clock tonight in the office of Gevaldi Ganacht. Hatzloch with the Achos of Pesach. Have a Geshmak a week ahead. And Chag Kosher Seveach. Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Have kindness, please.